In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation, and as always, it's great to be with all of you. So we'd like to always begin our conversation by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary is the Mother of God, Mary is the Mother of the Church, and Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. We also cry out to Mary, as we pray in the Hail Holy Queen, the beautiful prayer that we pray at the end of the Rosary. Mary is also our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So on this day, Saturday, which is a day which is dedicated to Mary traditionally, let's unite ourselves to pray the prayer that she loves most. And that prayer that Mary loves most is the Hail Mary. So together, let's ask Mary to pray with us and be with us during the course of this day and all of our lives as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now let's lift our gaze to our spiritual director. Our spiritual director is none other than the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the gift of gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as our counselor. The Holy Spirit is also known as our consoler. Holy Spirit is also known in the sequence that we pray on Pentecost as the sweet guest of the soul. And he's our interior master. The great apostle St. Paul reminds us in these words. St. Paul says, we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans, so that we can say, Abba. Abba, which means daddy or father. So let's turn to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to give us a lot of light, a lot of peace, and a lot of joy. As we pray together, come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct your hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, my friends, we welcome you to our Perseverance family, and as always, I will be praying for you today. And I'd like to place all of you on the altar when I celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, actually two times today. What a blessing. Yes, the Mass is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is the greatest of all prayers. It is the prayer par excellence. May we fall in love with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Attend and participate more fully, actively, and consciously in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Try to bring people back to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. These then will be my intentions. First, I'd like to pray that all of us would be open to the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's right, that we would be docile and open to the workings of the Holy Spirit within our lives. Perhaps this could be the prayer that we say often during the course of this day. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention will be I'd like to pray for your family members. Especially like to pray for the family members that perhaps are not walking with the Lord. They're no longer going to church. They've given up the practice of confession. They haven't received the Eucharist in a long time. In a word, they're walking in darkness. And maybe they're not even aware of it. Let's pray that they would be open to God's light and His truth. Okay, so that would be my next prayer, the prayer for the sanctification and the salvation of your family members. And as always, I'd like to pray with you for the dying. For this very day, people will be dying throughout the world. And as Jesus says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul in the process? Let's pray especially for those who are dying now, who are not in union with Christ, that they would have recourse to the mercy of God and beg for God's mercy and be saved. My friends, the most important thing in our lives is to get to heaven. Just pray for the dying. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay, my friends. Yesterday, we had the privilege of celebrating three saints on one day. We celebrated Saint Peter Chanel, Saint Luis Maria Grignon Montfort, and we also celebrated Saint Gianna Beretta Mola. Three saints in one day. Saint Peter Chanel, the patron saint of our parish, martyr in Oceania. And we celebrated Saint Louis de Montfort, the great Marian saint that gave us the book, The Secret of the Rosary, as well as True Devotion to Mary, that classical text in which we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. The saint says that the quickest, easiest, the most secure way to arrive at Jesus is through the heart of Mary. And St. Gianna Beretta Mola, who lived in our time, she was a wife, a mother, a physician, a surgeon, but a great lover of God. And she's well known because when she was with her fourth pregnancy, there was a complication. Complication. In which there was a tumor growing side by side with her baby in her womb. She said very clearly that if you had to choose between me and the child, save the child. So her child was born, and shortly after that she died. So she sacrificed herself for the birth of her child, whom they called Gianita, in honor of her. Pope St. John Paul II canonized her, and at her canonization was present her husband, Pierre Luigi, and her four children, among which would be the daughter for whom she sacrificed her life. What a blessing it is, my friends, in our Perseverance family, to get to know and love the saints. They are just as alive now as they were when they were living on earth. The only difference is they're living in heaven now, and they can help us. And that brings us to the saint we celebrate today. Today we celebrate, beyond a shadow of a doubt, one of the most extraordinary saints in the Catholic Church. This woman saint is really extraordinary. The name of this great saint we celebrate today is Saint Catherine of Siena, who was born March 25th, which is the Feast of the Annunciation. It happens to be my baptismal date, in the year 1347. And she died today. That's right, she died today, which would be April 29th. She died April 29th, the year 1380. So, like Saint Faustina Maria Kowalska, she only lived to be 33 years of age, the age of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She was canonized in the year 1461. And she was actually made a doctor of the church by St. Pope Paul VI in the year 1970. Both St. Catherine of Siena and St. Teresa of Avila were the first two women doctors of the church. There's really so much that could be said about this saint, but I'd like to focus upon just a few essential ideas to understand the greatness of this woman doctor of the church. Number one, I'd like to say, is that she was one of 25 children. Her maiden name was Benincasa. Even when she was very small, she felt strongly drawn. She felt very strongly drawn to a life of prayer. And she had a vision of Jesus on the top of the cross when she was just a little child. And when she was a child, she made the decision that she would not get married. She had a mystical gift in which Jesus appeared to her and placed the ring on her finger. This is called, in mystical theology, it's called the mystical marriage, where she was mystically united to Christ. St. Catherine of Siena wanted to have her own room so she could dedicate herself to deeper and deeper prayer. But her mother insisted that she help out at home with the chores at home, having such a big family. And she's very obedient. And one of the key spiritual ideas of St. Catherine of Siena is that she recognized that no matter where she went, that she could find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the very center of her soul. Her soul was an interior castle, in the words of Teresa of Avila, which she can encounter and speak to lovingly our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at any time and any place. But we should reflect also with our baptism of what is called the grace of the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within our souls through grace. The indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within our souls through grace. That indeed, once we're baptized, we become daughter of God, sister to Jesus Christ, and an intimate friend with the Holy Spirit. How beautiful and how true that is. St. Catherine of Siena spent time in prayer and penance and mortification. But then in time, God wanted her to leave her home. And she started to serve people. She started to serve the sick, the lonely, the abandoned. When there was some type of pandemic, she was there to help out. Now, one of the most extraordinary things about this great saint is that she only learned how to write when she was older. She was known to have dictated 400 letters. Now don't forget that she's a doctor of the church. Now of the accomplishments, the literary accomplishments of St. Catherine of Siena, by far the greatest is what are called dialogues. Now listen to this. St. Faustina Kowalska had the privilege of meeting and encountering Jesus Christ within her soul, but also exteriorly, Jesus would sometimes appear to her. And as a consequence, we have the beautiful image of Divine Mercy. Now, who was it that spoke to St. Catherine of Siena when she wrote her dialogues? In the case of St. Catherine of Siena, it was actually God the Father. So God the Father spoke to St. Catherine of Siena. Conclusion. There is a movie that came out a few years ago from a book, The Case for Christ. One of the scenes, the psychologist says that that person has a father's wound. Many of us perhaps have a father's wound that has to be healed. A way in which we could undergo this healing of the father's wound would be to read and reflect upon St. Catherine of Siena's classic, The Dialogues, which God the Father is speaking to Catherine of Siena, and she's writing down the message of God the Father. How rich and great our Catholic Church is in the saints and in their writings. Now, this has to be said about St. Catherine of Siena. She lived in the 1300s, which is, she lived in the 14th century. And the church was going through a lot of turmoil. And one of the problems within the church was that the Pope Gregory the Ninth, was not living in Rome, but rather Pope Gregory was living in southern France in a place called Avignon. But the seat or center of Catholicism for many years was Rome, the Eternal City. So in time, St. Catherine of Siena was able to bring the Holy Father back to Rome, where he should have been. St. Catherine of Siena loved the church. She loved the Holy Father. She called the Holy Father the sweet vicar of Christ on earth. And she suffered very much for the church. One of the sufferings of St. Catherine of Siena, and this will probably surprise most of you, was that St. Catherine of Siena actually had this stigmata She had the wounds of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ impressed in her hands, her feet, and in her side. But different than Padre Pio and Saint Francis of Assisi, who also had the stigmata, Saint Francis and Saint Padre Pio had the stigmata, but it was exterior in their hands and their feet. And when Padre Pio died, the stigmata disappeared as God promised. But in the case of Saint Catherine of Siena, she received the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, and only after she died did these wounds become manifest. So Saint Catherine of Siena willingly prayed, offered herself as a victim, and suffered, and received the stigmata, all for the love of Christ, love for the papacy, and love for what is called the mystical body of Christ. And the mystical body of Christ, my friends, is Holy Mother Church. We should pray to St. Catherine of Siena that we would be thankful for the fact that we are Catholics, that we would live out our Catholic faith to the fullest extent possible, that we would pray for the Pope and the Cardinals, the bishops, and the Church. Tomorrow is Good Shepherd Sunday. Pray for the shepherds within the Church, that they would lead their flocks to Jesus Christ, the Eternal Shepherd. My friends, given that we're short of priests over the weekend, I have to celebrate the Mass in about a minute. I have the 8 o'clock Mass. So, that being the case, once again, I'll place all of you on the altar in the Mass. And I'll pray in my Mass that all of you, my friends, will become great saints in honor of St. Catherine of Siena. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.